Welcome back to All the Buzz, where we go into the lives of some of our favorite celebs, talents, people that we just find interesting. And today we are speaking with our August issue cover star of Spotlight, Stephanie Nass, also known as Chefany. Stephanie is a personal friend. I feel like I should always share when that is the case. And she is what I believe is the next Martha Stewart. She cooks, she entertains, she comes up with her own products. She's very much kind of like that all-American girl. And she really does know what she's doing when it comes to the kitchen, the dining room table, and a lot more. I definitely was never, you know, a big cook. I grew up with my mom who cooked for me every night and got very spoiled, then ended up gaining 30 pounds in college because I had no idea how to like pick a vegetable or fruit and was just binging on cupcakes, not alcohol. And so it took me losing weight over like 3 years to kind of understand just healthy eating again. And, you know, the importance of cooking. I never liked cooking for myself when I was single, but once I met my now husband, I knew for his health as well that us eating out every night just wasn't beneficial for either one of us. The delivery system in New York for food has just like gone down the drain, and I was sick of takeout. So I figured that it would be good for me to explore my inner Martha Stewart or my inner Amy Kamen, who's my mom, and really fell in love with cooking. And I remember that Stephanie gave me some tips at the beginning and, you know, just how to make meals out of just vegetables and not feeling like you need a carb or a starch. So I appreciate that. It was a big, you know, transition for me, but now I'm cooking all the time and kind of can't go back the other way, and eating out for me is a little hard. So nonetheless, lots of food for thought here. I'm excited for you guys to learn about Stephanie, her brand, how you can be a media entrepreneur or an entrepreneur like her, who's obviously focused on food and lifestyle. And it's just, you know, she's a fun person to speak with. So let's get into this conversation, and you guys can hear all of the buzz about Stephanie right now. Welcome back to All the Buzz, where we feature some of our favorite stars. And today we are talking to a foodie star, and that is Stephanie Nass of Chefany. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I feel like we have to tell everybody that we're friends.
Yes, we are friends. Seriously friends. And we're not used to talking with these microphones, but that's not going to stop us.
We're not, but we are used to talking over food. And even though we don't have food with us today, we've got some caviar embellished earrings, thanks to Stephanie's line of jewelry. And we first met at a dinner party, and we realized that I knew Stephanie's brother. And I feel like it was sort of fortuitous that we were seated next to each other at, what, a 50-person event at Bobo?
I actually think we met for the first time in the Hamptons at a bonfire.
No, that was with was Teddy. That first?
I don't know. Right. It's all a blur because it's been so many happy memories over so many happy years, and whatever led us here, I'm happy with.
I think I blocked out that bonfire night because I was actually losing my hair after a really bad coloring job that week.
Oh no.
So whatever. Couldn't tell. Yeah, I was like in a daze that day, but I remember it was for my old job.
Yeah,
the Daily. Well, this is a lot of fun. So you are our August issue cover star.
Thank you.
Yay.
Yay.
Very excited about it. You are so cover worthy. And I think that we want to start off by talking a little bit about your journey. You have your own brand. You have home goods, jewelry, candles. I mean, so much. Tell me about how you got started.
For sure. So I've been passionate about food my whole life. I started catering when I was 23. And that catering business has really evolved into a lifestyle brand now that encompasses a little bit of catering, media, and product. And the product bit is the biggest bit, with plates and napkins and candles and pillowcases and blankets and all that jazz. So it's been a journey, and I love what I do. We have a book coming out in the fall, and it's all about hosting. So cookbook recipes, but also flower arranging tips and DIY hacks and, you know, we just never stop evolving.
Yeah. I feel like you were really meant to write a book. As someone who has come out with my own, I know how hard it is. And for me, mine was just words, and you have photography and so much to set up. Like, what is that process like?
It was a very creative process that stretched my creative muscles more than they had been stretched before. And it just, my publisher, it's Rizzoli, and their standard of imagery is so, so high.
Yeah.
And we shot Galentine's not once, but three times, you know, and every time it just got better. So it was an amazing process to shoot and write. And I am very, very proud of the result.
What is the name of your book?
The title is Swing By.
I love that. And let me tell you, everybody at home, pre-orders are even more important than when the book is actually out. So you can pre-order your book now, right?
Thank you. Yes, on Amazon.com. Stephanie Ness is my name and Swing By is the title of my book.
Okay, super exciting. As a chef, would you say that cooking is your love language?
I would say cooking is definitely my love language, but it's important that it looks beautiful in addition to delicious.
What's been the most meaningful dish that you've cooked, whether it's just what you made or who it was for?
Oh man, there have been so many. The recipes that are most meaningful to me are the ones that have come from my family. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, whether it's matzo ball soup or brisket, those recipes mean a lot to me.
Yeah, I have very similar kind of feelings towards that. I feel like, you know this, I never cooked, and I feel like so many people look to you because you know what you're doing, whether it's in the kitchen or in your dining room. And I know that, like, I only started having an interest in all this once I got engaged, and I wanted to be able to, like, show my husband now that kind of love. And I feel like, you know, a lot of women look to you for that inspiration because, like, you admit it's not easy and it doesn't come naturally to everybody.
For sure, but it's also practice makes perfect, and perfect makes perfect, and keep doing your best and you're gonna end up doing great all the time.
Yeah, I finally don't, like, burn, you know, the nuts when I'm roasting them in the oven or something. So.
Well, I've seen your dinners and they look beautiful too.
Thank you. We've come a long way. What would you say are some of this summer's hottest hosting trends?
Well, generally, and this summer, I think sustainability is a really important trend, and not using paper plates or napkins and going instead for things that'll last forever. So buying once something really high quality that people can use again and again is definitely sustainable. I think cottagecore is still a trend. And so anything with pale pink bows is everywhere. And then I just think in the spirit of the times, being generous in how you host and how you attend as a guest is a trend that's always in style.
Your cottagecore right now, wearing
yes.
this Lisi dress,
I
think is the
this dress.
Pronunciation of the brand.
I
our stylist Alex picked out for you. We love that. What mantra do you run your business by?
You're only as good as tomorrow. So whatever happened today, you're going to do better tomorrow, and just striving for more and better products and quality of everything for our customers and clients.
And I feel like you spend so much time creating these shoots to develop content for your Instagram. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know for us, social media, even though we're a print business, like, is so important for what we do. How critical is social media for what you do?
It is so super critical. And, you know, now we're moving from flats to more video content. And, you know, as a creative, it's hard to create a formula, but we created a formula for doing these beautiful photography shoots, but now evolving that toward video, which is really the direction everything is going in, pulls another muscle or requires another muscle that's really important to stay current in the times.
Do you want your own cooking show one day?
I totally want my own cooking show one day, but I don't know if it's going to be on a traditional platform or whether it'll be on a social media platform like YouTube or TikTok.
Yeah.
Just because of, like, the realness of cooking in one's own kitchen is, like, much more relatable than a studio.
Right. I just want to add that, like, I generally find you to be a very smart businesswoman, and I feel like you're one of my few friends and colleagues that, like, even though we do something totally different when we talk, like, we're speaking the same language, and I feel like you're very savvy. Like, Stephanie, when she was at a little trunk show in Palm Beach the other week, I went to see her, and there are all these women who were coming up to her because they wanted to buy her napkins, her cocktail napkins, which we used at the shoot, and they were asking her for her business card, and you were like, no, just follow me on Instagram. And I was like, that is so smart. Like, just getting the follows.
Well, it's also, I literally travel too much to carry and, you know, think of another thing to pack in my suitcase.
Yeah.
But I just think in today's times, a physical card doesn't go as far as an Instagram, you know, connection. And, like, I feel like these people will actually benefit much more from seeing the product in situ and, like, watching the brand as it evolves.
Yeah. And I feel like all that kind of shows that you're not just a creative, like, again, but you're very business centric. So for those who want to start their own business, they think there's no way they can have a career out of making napkins and earrings, you have, what would your top tips be?
Well, you know, it really came out of necessity. Like, my whole 20s, I knew that I wanted to have a food and culinary brand, but it was a matter, I had to pay my rent. And so I had to figure out how to make it into a business that had real profit. So I really kept an eye on what worked mm-hmm. and what people responded to and what was popular, and then following that data and growing in that area. So not just doing whatever I want on a daily basis, but giving people what they want and allowing them to access it.
Right. The Hamptons, we need to talk a little bit about that. You have been summering there for years, right?
And yes.
Since you were how old?
Well, with my family forever. But this summer will be really special because I'll come home from my honeymoon back to the Hamptons. I'm very excited.
Where are you going on your honeymoon?
We're going to France and Italy.
So fun.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God. I wonder when you're going. Are you going right after your wedding?
We're going June 28th.
Okay. I will not be seeing you there, but that sounds like an amazing time.
Yeah.
The Hamptons, I feel like, is your happy place. You love getting down and dirty and going to the farms and picking your own fresh fruit and veggies. I'll always see that on Instagram. Why is the Hamptons so important to you?
What's so special about the Hamptons generally is the range of experiences you can have. So there's so much farmland, and the soil out there is just magic. And I love being able to pluck my carrots out of the ground and enjoy them for dinner. But also, if I were to choose, I could go to Chanel or go to a nice restaurant and have a totally cosmopolitan experience. But regardless of where I am, it's the people who really make it a special place for me. And I have so many memories with people I love in the Hamptons, and I'm excited to just grow that memory bank this summer and beyond.
What's your favorite farm stand?
So there's this amazing co-op farm called Quail Hill where you can pick your own. But for produce, I love Balsam Farms. I love the Green Thumb. I love Round Swamp Farm. But every farm stand has a different thing.
Yeah, I love that. What was your favorite part of shooting the cover today?
Honestly, I love being with you, and I love this creative team. Working with a stylist and a brilliant photographer and videographer, you're really getting the best content that you possibly can.
Yeah.
And this team has been really fun, and I can't wait for everyone to see the beautiful cover.
I know, me too. It's a young team. I'm like, I always say, I don't know about you, but now that we are 30 and above, I don't feel as young, and I feel it's really important to be surrounded by the next generation because so much changes between your early 20s to your mids to your late and then to your 30s.
Totally.
I just feel like we're kind of removed from,
Totally. We have a lot to teach each other. And I think by surrounding ourselves with people who are a little younger and a little older, we get perspectives from all sides.
Yeah.
And end up with the best result.
I agree. Before you go, we got to play a little game of rapid fire.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what is your favorite Hamptons restaurant?
Ooh, I love Moby's.
You do love Moby's. What Hamptons town would you be?
East Hampton.
Cookies or ice cream?
Cookies.
Hosting brunch or hosting dinner?
Hosting dinner.
And what's one thing that people would be surprised to learn about you?
I don't know. What's one thing you were surprised to learn about me?
I have one. Yeah. I feel like you're so naturally stunning that and you never really wear makeup because you don't need it. So you would never believe this, but Stephanie's really into beauty treatments and spas and you're into that stuff. I feel like you pay attention.
Well, I'm really into wellness.
Yeah.
And I just think life is so short. You have to maximize your enjoyment of it.
Yes.
But 90% of the time I'm not wearing makeup, but I'm interested and I just want to know what's out there to be the best person I can be.
Yeah. I think it's a fun fact. Well, Stephanie, thank you for being here with
us
on All the Buzz.
Thank you.
And make sure to tune in to more episodes so you can learn more about fabulous guests just like Stephanie. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
And by the way, for all of our listeners, if you've heard a little bit of excess noise, maybe some trucks, maybe some sirens, we are in the heart of New York City, so we're giving you some real NYC love.